There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. John Reagan's with me. John, hour number one was not planned.
Nothing we do is planned.
Literally, that was not planned. Larry Nichols announced that he had done another documentary, and I did not want to say, you know, that we did that. So when I was talking about driving to Arkansas in the truck, absolutely true. I just didn't say why. And he invited me to go down there, and he said they were going to be shooting a video. And he asked me if I wanted to come down. And I said, you know, I'd love to. I wanted to meet Larry Nichols. And I've heard him on the air for, I don't know, since the 90s. And, you know, when you first hear him, you go, no, it can't be. Really, is our government that corrupt? Are these people that corrupt? Do they have no morals, no values, no scruples, no integrity? Anything goes? You know, it's like these actri that we have that are taking selfies. Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. I want to be somebody. And, you know, their character is lacking. Well, he's exposing what has gone wrong with our government. I've heard him say, you know, that talk about the scandals. He's the guy that got Bill Clinton impeached. He made it happen. He kept exposing the scandals, all except for one. And he's made this a mission to restore our country. And he's been on the air with us many times. As a matter of fact, every Tuesday, we've done a series of nine lessons. And you were there for the first one, John Reagan. And you've been involved with us, too. So, class, when you see this video, this documentary, I believe that you're going to be on the edge of your seats. I believe that you're going to want to call your closest friends and family over and say, I'd like you to come on over. I want you to see this. And imagine sitting down with some popcorn and watching this and having the person next to you say, stop. I don't want to miss a single syllable. You can't eat popcorn. It's too loud. That's what it would be like. And literally, I saw it unfold right in front of my eyes. I was there. And I believe I have some video of the video. And I may make that public. I have to look at it. But I was there. And that won't happen until after the video is released. But this isn't sensationalism. This is a very simple plan from our founding fathers to restore states' rights. It's that simple. John Reagan, I just wanted to tell you that I did not know that this was going to happen, and I wanted to thank you for being with me today. So what do you have for us next, John?
Well, let me get to my report for today, Part 8. This one I have entitled Words Mean Things. And I think we might want to see if we have other instructors that can do a similar offshoot of this topic, because we have corporations and governments using words against us as well. They will use the legal definitions of words, and they trick you because the legal definition doesn't match what we think or what the common definition of a word is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just back up, why I'm doing this report is I had a couple of books planned. The second book would have been on physical preparedness, the third book on spiritual preparedness, and I think we're at the point that we're pretty much out of time, and I'm trying to get as much of the information out as quickly as I can. So it's not as nice and neat as it would be in a book, and it might not have the same flow, but I'm trying to get the essential information out there. So today's presentation is probably a condensed version of what would take several chapters in a book. And speaking of books, have you or anybody you know ever talked about the books of the books?
No.
You don't think that phrase even makes sense?
No. No, it does. But I don't think that's something that I've heard talked about.
Well, the thing is, have you heard anybody talk about the books of the Bible? Using that phrase, the books of the Bible.
I have. Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, Bible means books. So when we're saying the books of the Bible, what we're actually saying is the books of the books. And I'm sitting here looking at a Bible on a bookshelf, and that on the spine it actually says Holy Bible. And what that really means is the set-apart books. But if we went and talked about the set-apart books, how many Christians would even know what we're talking about? Words mean things, even when we don't know what they mean. And we have somebody running for president that asks a question, what difference does it make? Well, that's what the rest of this piece is about. Let's start off. When is a sin no longer a sin? Do we have a vote? Would that vote need to be unanimous or a simple majority or a supermajority? Or just do we have to commit the sin for a number of times and then it's no longer a sin? Or do we need to do that for years or for generations? Well, when I read my Bible, what I'm seeing, a sin has always been a sin and will always be a sin. The other thing I've seen is what might change is the consequences of the sin. And I use an example, the first murder. We know that Cain sinned when he slew Abel. But God hadn't yet provided a law concerning murder. So if you read what's, and I've got a link to Bible Gateway and in here where you can go to the passages, look it up. This was actually from chapter 4 of Genesis. God prohibited others from taking Cain's life for the murder of Abel. And we go a little bit further in Genesis into chapter 9. And after the flood, God provided that anybody that shed man's blood required capital punishment. And I know some would say that Jesus put an end to capital punishment in John chapter 8. And there's a couple of things about that. One, the earliest manuscripts of John does not include those first 11 verses that we have in John chapter 8 today. So we could make one argument saying, since it wasn't there originally, we shouldn't use something that was added later. But we could even take that a step further, and let's just say it was real. Now, this is one of those times when they set a trap, and they designed these traps so that no matter which choice Jesus would take, it would trip him up and discredit him. So we've got a matter of law here. On the Jewish law side, when you have this matter of adultery, both the men and the women are to be brought up together for trial and punishment. And only the woman was brought, so the proceeding should have been stopped until the man was brought in too. So had they continued the way they were wanting to go, he would have been discredited under Jewish law. The other side is, during that time, they were occupied by Rome. And my understanding is, under Roman law, capital punishment can only be carried out by the state. So he'd either be in trouble with the Jewish side or the Roman side. Either way, they'd have Jesus out of the way. And regardless of what the punishment should be in order to protect society, we have the choice to repent or not repent. Words mean things. And the next section I'm borrowing from the Financial State of the Union, and I'm going to hold off on that because I know the break's coming up. I'll go ahead and any comments you want to make at this point.
John, have you had the opportunity to meet Mike Wasson, who's one of our meetup instructors who jumps up very often, and he says exactly what you're saying. Words mean things. Have you had a chance to meet him?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, he's been coming to the meetups with his family for years, and he travels. He will not get a travel certificate. He will not get a state-issued certificate giving him permission to travel. He spends a lot of time in court, and he literally holds off the men in black dresses. He literally holds them off because words mean things. You're absolutely correct, and I'm looking forward to having him explain that as well on the air. We'll be right back with John Reagan. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and John's talking about words have meaning. Please continue, John.
I say this next part is out of a chapter in the Financial State of the Union. Never stop learning. Sometimes the hardest part is unlearning something that was wrong. Like most of you, I learned about the Ten Commandments when I was young, even before I started school. In the King James Version and in many modern translations, one of those commandments is presented as, thou shalt not kill. And that's in Exodus chapter 20 if you want to look things up. I could make an argument that that's a reasonable presentation for a child. The problem is I had to learn as an adult several decades later that I was given a poor translation. The word translated as kill really means murder. It's true that all murder is killing, but not all killing is murder. Killing someone by accident is not murder. Neither is killing in a war, and might just expand on that, definitely a defensive war where you're trying to defend yourself. And I believe we don't see any examples in the Bible where Israel was in an offensive war except in a capacity to reclaim the land that was given them. Self-defense isn't murder, nor is capital punishment. How much strife and division have occurred just through the poor translation of this one word? And think of how much has been misused. Because of my ignorance, I couldn't even point out that someone's using that commandment in a faulty way. Life is a learning experience. I think If you think you've learned enough, you haven't learned your lesson yet. Sooner or later in my books, we'll get around to discussing the actions we should take for our future. I hope that when we part, you'll have a clearer picture about what's best for you and yours. And as I said, I'm not sure there's enough time to write another book, and that's why I'm doing this series of reports. And this is probably another good part to stop for a discussion before the break, and we get into the next interesting area that we, considering something that we live with every day of our lives here. So, Vincent, your comment?
John, I remember in elementary school, I'm talking grade 2, 3, 4, where we actually had one of the students read a piece of the Bible every day before class. We would say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and we'd have, and I'm talking about public school. We actually did that. And we were taught right from wrong. And what you're saying is, well, we weren't exactly taught what everything meant, but it was more simple. It was more black and white in terms of definitions back then. Thou shalt not kill. I wish we could get back to it. I wish we could get back to the basics.
What's so ironic is the first public schools in America were created so that they could teach, you know, the Americans that couldn't read how to read their Bible. And today, that book is no longer welcome in public school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're seeing things change rapidly in front of our eyes. John, one of the things that I wanted to mention is, well, it's probably not the right time for it, but you know how we talked about the cameras in the parking lot of a Walmart in Fredericksburg, Virginia, scanning license plates to see if it was if they were valid within or not expired. Remember the TV cameraman and the camera, and the anchor who were shot a few days ago? You know they found the alleged gunman of the alleged victims with state police cameras, license plate identification. I know that this doesn't quite tie with what you're talking about, but we're not being told the truth. We've been lied to for a very long time. We have to fix it. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Reagan's with us, and John, you're talking about words have meaning, and what I was alluding to is that I was taught that the only killing that is acceptable is state sponsored killing. That's what I was taught. Not in these words, though. Not in the words that I'm using. But when someone does a bad thing, we may execute them in prison, end their life. And that's something that we've been told is that's a good thing. You know, that way we don't have to care and feed for these people. So killing them, we've been told, is a good thing. We've also been told that it's acceptable to kill people in war. Now, but we've been lied to about why we have wars. We go and attack countries, other countries, little countries, and we beat them up and blow up the infrastructure, and we kill men, women, and children, and we said, yeah, that's good. I mean, that's, we're really helping those guys. We're helping them by killing them, blowing the country up. And we're told that, you know, that's acceptable. Who gets tried for that? Hardly anybody. So you're absolutely right, John. Words have meaning. And we need to think about what words mean. We really do. And we need to have the same lexicon. And you said this before. Today, you said this. That legal definitions of words are not the same necessarily as the definitions that we have for the same words. And we can be hung for things that we've said. Like, do you understand me? I've heard one of our instructors say that she said in court, when the judge said to her, do you understand me? She said, no, I overstand you. She would not submit to his alleged jurisdiction. She challenged him. You're absolutely right, John Reagan.
And, you know, whether or not you believe in God and Satan, the thing is, the lies are very real. Well, let me continue on here.
Sure.
As we talk, it's the end of August, and I think everybody in the classroom could name off the names of the months from January through December. But based on the numbers of the month...
Can you hear the... Okay, there's this background noise.
Yeah, they do lawn maintenance on Monday.
So they're doing it with a... Sounds like a drone.
And they are right outside my window at this point.
Okay. All right, well, that's good. So now we know that what they sound like. Okay, please continue.
Okay. So if I asked you, based on the numbers of the month, what month is it, what would your answer be? I think most people would answer 8. Would anybody give me a 6? And we got a whole crew with these out there. Not all the months were named. The last month named was August after Augustus Caesar. Mm-hmm. The month prior to that, July, was named after Julius Caesar, giving us 2 months that were named after Roman emperors and like pharaohs. And I think some even people in America even consider Obama in this category, were God on earth. But let's go and see what the other names were. We have January, which is named after Janus, the two-faced god. February, Februus was the god of purification, and Februa, the day of purification, was on the Ides of February, which is the 15th. March is named for Mars, the god of war. There's a couple of discussions on April. It could be from apiary to bloom, or from Aphro, from the Greek Aphrodite, meaning Venus, and I think that one's the more likely one. May for Maia, the goddess of spring, wife of Vulcan. June, named after the goddess Juno. But that's it for the named months. The rest are September, which is the seventh month, the Sept in Latin is 7, October. Oct, like an octopus, it's the 8th month. November, Novum, is 9. December is the 10th month. And we see that prefix in decade, 10 years, decimal, 10th. So they didn't even finish naming the months. But when you see that, then you realize that makes the first month of the year March. And this pagan calendar that we use is started off dedicated to the god of war. And that's something we seem to honor all too well. And if the months aren't pagan enough for you, let's look at the days of the week. We have Sunday, named after the sun. Monday, for the moon. What gets interesting here is trying to determine which of those is masculine and which is feminine. We tend to think of the sun god and the moon goddess, which, if you go back to Apollo and Diana, that's what it is. But in the Norse mythology, which is what we get a lot of our English words from, it's the other way around. It's the sun goddess and the moon god. Tuesday, we get from the Germanic T-I-U. In the Latin languages, you get Mardi. And again, here we are honoring the god of war. And you know, Mardi Gras, which we have a party that definitely doesn't honor the god of the Bible, is called Fat Tuesday. But again, it's really Mardi honoring Mars. Wednesday has Norse influence. It's Woden's Day, but that is the equivalent of Mercury. Thursday comes through our Nordic influence again, Thor, who's also known as Jupiter. Friday was the last Norse influence, Freya, the goddess of love, which in the Roman pantheon was Venus. And then Saturday after the old god, Saturn. So we really do a good job of honoring these gods and goddesses, don't we? Some would say it doesn't matter to the modern Christian because we're not really worshiping these gods. And again, I think of Hillary's question, what difference does it make? Well, what does the Bible say? The first commandment, again, that's back in Exodus 20, says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." And while Bill Clinton might wonder what is, the word we need to concentrate on is what before is. In English, before can be referring to order. So it could be saying, you can have other gods, but I have to be number one. Before can also mean in my presence, like you know, when you go to Thanksgiving and you have this feast laid out before you. Now, the next step is drilling down to the word that it was translated from. And when you go to the Hebrew word, it doesn't really help matters because you're left with the same two possibilities. Is it about order or is it about in the presence of? Well, there is an answer just a few chapters later in Exodus 23 concerning foreign gods. And what it says is, do not even speak their names. Now, I've never heard that in a Sunday school lesson or a sermon. And I'll just end with a couple of questions here. When is a sin no longer a sin? And how do you repent without repenting? Words mean things. Vincent?
John, it's tough to comment on this. It really is. And, you know, I keep thinking back to some of the meetups that we've had where we talk about words and what they mean. And we talk about, well, How about some of the issues that we vote on? Twisted words. Let me give you an example. The right to farm amendment. We already had a right to farm. We came out, USAPrepares.com strongly came out against the right to farm amendment here in Missouri. Farmers were coming out against the right to farm because words have meaning. We already had a right to farm. It was a twisting of the words, and that's what happens. We're conned, we're duped into thinking one thing, but we're really voting for the exact opposite. It's outrageous. And I'm glad you brought this up, John.
People wonder, what does it have to do with preparedness? And what I'm working on here is laying the foundation for what's going to be my conclusions. It's almost like prosecuting a case. You know, we're getting ready to go through a very severe financial collapse and probably even tougher times after that. We're not going to be able to do a whole lot in changing the culture of America right now. But what we should consider, and it's best off considered before we get into those tough times, is what are we going to do afterwards? And that's why I think it's important to understand the lies we've been told so we can have a better foundation later.
John, I'm so glad you're mentioning this because I've been taking a little bit of heat over the last couple of years because of the direction that USA Prepares is taking. Teaching about the truth and how to think and how to discern it for yourself versus how to store matches for 20 years in a jar. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This can be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. Meet up tonight, class. Meet up at Jimmy's Egg, and we're going to learn about the underground tunnel. Silent Night will be on stage tonight, and I'll be talking about my take on the news. And next Monday, Larry Nichols live at the meetup via teleconference. Jimmy's Egg. So if you'd like to participate, it's free. It's absolutely free. Just come to Jimmy's Egg on Battlefield Road in Springfield, Missouri. Information is on the website, USAPrepares.com. I'll be there tonight. And by the way, John Reagan, you know, we were talking about words have meaning. The Obama administration is putting together a package of economic sanctions against Chinese companies and individuals who have allegedly benefited from cyber theft of valuable U.S. information. So the Chinese government is in the crosshairs of the United States government because of cyber theft. Now, how is that different from what the United States government has done to everybody in the United States and worldwide, spying on every person, place, or thing? How is that different? You were talking about words have meaning, right? How is that different? It's like, if the government kills somebody in prison, terminates them with extreme prejudice, gives them a lethal injection, electrocutes them and makes their brain a crispy critter, hangs them, however they want to do it, that's okay. That's okay. It's okay to invade little countries and blow them up. It's okay to declare war. It's okay to even not declare war and kill people. Men, women, and children. That's okay because, you know, government sanctioned. But it's not okay for us to demonstrate in front of the Supreme Court. So we're looking at the evisceration of our rights and our freedoms. Those guys in the black dresses and their henchmen with guns, the blue plague, are changing the definitions of words. The reason that you've been arrested is because we know you thought something that is dangerous. Really? How does that compare to what our government is doing, which is dangerous? Just thinking about something that's dangerous is a problem now to the government. These guys are running scared. Wait till they see Larry Nichols' plan. Wow. Back to you, John Reagan.
Let me try and squeeze a preparedness item in here. The third link is let there be light. Mm-hmm. And as far as I know, this is only being manufactured in Africa. I'd like to see some here for those of us that want to be ready for when there's no electricity. It's a lamp that works without electricity, batteries, or sunlight. It's driven by gravity. So it's very easy to set up, and you know, you've got a little bit of manual labor, kind of like a cuckoo clock, you know, where you know, pull the chain down to lift the weight, and it has gears that basically would generate electricity, which powers an LED light. I think it's brilliant.
Mm-hmm. Are you, John Reagan, I'm looking at this. Is this something like having a clock spring, except instead of winding the clock spring, you're driving it backwards by the weight of this device, which gravity pulls it down and turns gears, which, you know, slowly, the first gear turns slowly, the last gear in the series turns at a higher RPM, which turns a generator, which lights the light?
Right, and there's a video there that shows everything.
There you go. It's for your viewing pleasure on thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and you click on the news link. And let there be light. John Reagan, hey, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. We're not gonna go the route that the other guys do. We're not going to lie and cheat and steal and obfuscate. We're just going to tell the truth. We're going to win in the long run. See you at the meetup tonight. Thank you so much, John Reagan. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.